There's a sea lamprey sucking on Mark Gaydon's hand.
You can see he's really got my thumb now. I'll try and pull him off my thumb. This is a suction cup.
Gaydon is with the Great Lakes Fishery Commission. It's a group created by the U.S. and Canadian governments with one main purpose, to control the sea lamprey. Gaydon isn't in any actual danger when a lamprey's hanging on him. They don't feed on warm-blooded creatures. But fish are another story.
The mouth is ringed, as you can see, with sharp teeth, row after row of these sharp teeth. And in the middle of the mouth there is a tongue that flicks out and is sharp as a razor. What that tongue does is it files its way through the side of the fish's scales and skin. And then the sea lamprey has access to the blood and body fluids of the fish, and that's what it does. It feeds on him.
Sea lamprey get fat drinking fish blood and fluids. They leave bloody holes in the side of fish, wounds that often kill the fish. Each lamprey can kill 40 pounds of fish a year. Lamprey got into the lakes through man-made canals that connected to the Atlantic Ocean. By the 1940s, the exotic species had invaded every one of the Great Lakes. Mark Gaydon says by the 1950s, lampreys had killed off most of the big predator fish in the lakes.
And there's literature around that time period that talked about the gaping, bloody wounds that the commercial fishermen were finding on their catch. The commercial catch was beginning to go down the tubes, not just because of sea lamprey, but also because of overfishing and other problems. But sea lamprey certainly was a major cause of that decline.
Paul Jensen's family used to fish for the popular lake trout before the lamprey wiped them out. Jensen now fishes for whitefish. He's one of a small pool of commercial fishers who still pull a living from the lakes.
Every port along southern Michigan had commercial fishermen. South Haven, St. Joe, Ludington, Whitehall, Manistee. There aren't any. They're gone. And one of the main reasons they're gone, I think, can be traced back to sea lamprey.
Jensen says most commercial fishers these days have to do more than catch fish. He also runs a marina and builds research boats. Jensen says commercial fishers either had to adapt to the changes the lampreys brought or get out of the business.
The whole food chain has just been devastated and turned upside down by exotics, and it's a mystery. We have no clue as to where it's going to go. So we're glad with what we're getting, but I don't know as we have much control of where it's going.
The people who manage fisheries have been wrestling for control over the sea lamprey. Mark Gaydon says the lamprey control program has reduced the parasite's numbers by 90% over the past 50 years. But he says lampreys have recently rebounded above target levels in several areas of the Great Lakes.
It goes to show you that these are crafty beasts. Even though they're primitive and they haven't evolved much since the time of the dinosaurs, they still will find ways in which to spread and to find new stream habitats, and we always have to try our best to stay one step ahead of them.
Gaydon says the Fishery Commission has been aggressively treating the areas where lamprey numbers are too high. The main method is a lampricide that kills lamprey when they spawn in streams. Researchers are also working on chemical attractants to lure lampreys into traps. But all of this takes money. Since the 1950s, the U.S. and Canada have spent about $300 million to keep lampreys in check. Mark Gaydon says that sounds like a lot of money until you look at the value of the fishery. It's valued at about $4 billion a year.
So the amount of money that we spend, in upwards of $20 million a year to keep lampreys under control, is a tiny fraction of the value of that fishery. But nevertheless, it's a cost that we're going to have to endure in perpetuity because the lampreys are not going away.
But the Bush administration's proposed budget cut some of the funding for lamprey control. The Fishery Commission is hopeful that Congress will restore the funding. Mark Gaydon says if we want any sport fishing, any tribal fishing, any commercial fishing, lampreys have to be kept under control. And that takes steady funding from Congress. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.